I'll get back to you shortly, you old devil. Pat, I'm getting a really good signal from you.
Yeah, well, you just broke up the last bit then. Yeah, you're blasting here, mate. Look, you're up the road. Where are you?
Bolsover, Chesterfield End. So, it's not a surprise that we can communicate. How are you tonight? How are you? First time we've spoken, I do believe.
Yeah, Roger. I've been doing Channel 6 the past couple of weeks, but it's a bit quiet tonight. This seems more interesting.
It can be quiet sometimes, but the 8 at 8, although it was originally designed for 8 at 8, it tends to be pretty much every single channel going from about 6 o'clock. So I think it needs to be renamed. The Sunday night net, you know, something like that. But I'm getting like a steady signal 9 touching plus 30, to be fair, on this 400. Cracking audio, absolutely cracking. So yeah, can't fault it.
Yeah, Roger, it is really good. Yeah, it's a plus 9 here. I think this is a CRT something or other. It's like one of them little Anytown things.
To be fair, mate, they all work well, you know what I mean? They all work well. They're a good introduction to radio, or if you're already into radio and you're licensed and all that, it's nice to have a little piece of kit like that where you can divulge down the PMR road and what have you. Because it's surprising just how many people in your local area use PMR. Not licensed, but you can still communicate. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So, yeah, crack on. Nice one.
Yeah, this is the radio fits nice in the dash, and I've got a little CRT CB just above it, and it just sits in front of the gearbox tunnel. I've got a Lincoln in the glove box, 100 watts in there, and three aerials on the roof, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but PMR seems very active, like you say, depending where you are and all that. And, of course, the higher up you go, the further you get.
Yeah, pretty much, and yeah, as deficit sounds, sometimes with PMR it is kind of, line of sight or you're buggered. But I've been using PMR for about 8 years now, and I've also found that I can still get, contacts such as Rod over in Grimsby, on Casey Tops, 84 miles away from here. We're by no means line of sight. At all, not in the slightest imagination of line of sight, and yet we can communicate pretty much every time. So, any radio will work better line of sight, but we're on UHF. I've kind of found that signals can bounce off all sorts of different objects and travel a lot further than they're supposed to, and they do, we've spoken to stations in France on here before. Excuse me. That's definitely a lot behind the side.
Yeah, Roger, a few years ago I was living up in North Wales, Anglesey, and I stuck up the top Snowdon and sit up there, just walk up with the radio. And every time, no problem at all, straight into Ireland, all over Ireland. Signals as good as this. That's the thing with the UHF, it's when you do get a signal, it's a lot clearer, there's a lot less interference on it, like you get on 11 metres.
Yeah, that's right, my friend, that's right. I do believe I heard another break station there. It's not my channel, somebody else is moderating, but I do believe it was John over at Watch Out there. So if people don't mind, with your permission, just to let John come in and say hello, because he's about 1,000 feet ASL and he hears everything.